Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You are now listening to the Edward Armo Award-winning Dave Glover Show.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what we think, too. Unbelievable. Can't be right, but I guess Glover won a moral. Congratulations, Dave.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Yeah, how about that? DGS won a Murrow Award.
Pretty cool.
Yay.
Shoots that whole prize all to hell.
Yeah, there are dozens of media companies consoling themselves right now. Like, what a game with the Glover.
Yeah, they're like, who's this guy? So, that's really, really cool. I was having a great day yesterday. I'll tell you guys about it here in a moment. And then didn't sleep last night and just feeling awful this morning. And then got in and Andrew said, congratulations on winning the Edward R. Murrow Award. And I'm like, I don't think that happened. I don't think that's us. And I literally went and listened to the submission and I'm like, no, that's not me. And Andrew's like, I put it together.
I submitted this. It's you.
So anyway.
No, actually, he didn't say congratulations. He said, holy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, you won a Murrow Award. Yeah. Like, it was the most unbelievable thing that has happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not unbelievable. Just.
Oh, I think unbelievable.
Oh, it was hilarious. I laughed.
I think it fits.
Just like, wow. Okay.
That's been a running joke on the show for 10 years. Like, when we were down at 97.1. Like, oh, one of these days I went to Murrow. So really cool. And it's really cool because for real, it was like such a huge team effort. Like, we had everyone on that show that day.
So tell me about that day, because I obviously
I think it was our
here.
Second day on the air, maybe our third at the most on KMOX. And Bobby Plager, you know, passed away on the highway, the heart attack and wrecked his car. And I was still extremely nervous about being on KMOX. And it was just like deep end. Total deep end. Like, we have breaking news. I didn't even know, like, Michael yet or Kevin. And it was just boom, 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 boom. And, you know, put together all these people. And Ackerman called in and Klaibs called in. And we got Sue. Obviously, it was really good. Won the award. But it was just so fun because It was my second or third day on KMOX. And all of a sudden, the whole newsroom's in here. And we're going from this to this to this to this. And it was just really pretty amazing. So.
Yeah, it was cool to see for the first time how they kind of spring to action in an event like that.
Yeah.
On top of everyone, and to see everyone working so hard while also being so sad at the same time.
Yes.
Because I was listening to it today and getting emotional again because when Brian Kelly came in and told us what happened, you could just hear the emotion in his voice and same thing with Tom. It was really moving.
It really does. I mean, like, I loved my 20 years in 97.1, but that was a real baptism by fire for me. One, because Bob Plager and I were friends. We weren't like best friends, but we knew each other pretty well. And it was just such huge news for the city. And to be a part of that, just to roll it out, because it was, we found out, and 30 seconds later, we're telling everyone on the air. So that was a sphincter clincher for sure. Wheels was on this morning with Amy filling in for the No Longer Charlie Brennan show, and he joins us now. What's up, Wheels?
Congratulations, first of all, man. That's fantastic. It was an awesome show that day because I remember hearing you guys, obviously, early on in the tenure. That was awesome. So now I have to refer to you as the Edward R. Murrow Award-winning guru For Kevin Wheeler.
I would appreciate that.
So it's going to be hard to say, but maybe I can shorten it to something.
No, what is also cool, too, because I heard St. Louis Talks talking about it, that you're the fastest hire to win one as well.
2 days.
That boy.
So I did something I haven't done maybe ever last night. I stayed for the entire Cardinals baseball game. And I didn't even mean to. Like, Phoebe and Christian we're going to stay until the very bitter end, and they know that I leave in the third inning. So we kind of negotiated. We're having a great time. It was a beautiful night, and we won like 30-0 or something, and just everyone's hitting home runs. And then the top of the ninth, I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and go. We got to catch an Uber. Let's go. And thank God I had to pee, because I went into the bathroom, and I hear John Rooney over the loudspeakers go, Albert Pujols is going to the mound. He's going to close out the game as a pitcher. And I think I just ran out still peeing. And I grabbed everyone. I'm like, Albert Pujols is pitching! Albert Pujols is pitching! And everyone thought I fell and hit my head. And we get out there. And it was honestly one of the best games I've ever seen. It was so much fun. I told Wheels it felt like if all these MLB players were just out on an island somewhere drunk and they're like, hey, let Pujols pitch. And people like the pitcher came up and hit a home run off him. Then someone else hit a 3-run home run. And everyone was just like, no one cared. Everyone's just like, it's okay, Albert. You're going to be okay. It was so fun. He was throwing the ball about 40 miles an hour. They're just teeing off. God, it was fun.
Well, you got the best of everything, man. You got unbelievable weather, you know, so it wasn't hot. It was super nice out. You got all kinds of action. And then because of that action, you get to see the once in a lifetime, right? I mean, you think about what you saw, man. You saw Wainwright and Molina get a win, and that was they now have the most wins of any duo, pitcher-catcher duo in baseball history. Mm. You saw Molina hit a home run. You saw Albert swing the bat 2-for-3 with a run batted in. You saw Albert pitch. I mean, you put all that together. You saw a game that people will be talking about 30 years from now. Like, that's brilliant.
So, okay, help me understand. Because we noticed that the Giants pitcher in the ninth inning, eighth inning, whatever it was throwing like, he was pitching like I would pitch.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is going on here? So does this happen in blowouts quite often?
Yes, when teams start getting blown out to the degree that the Giants were getting beat by, they just stop using their pitchers at the end, and they'll go to a position player. And normally, it's like last guy on the bench, or maybe it's a rookie who they're not all that worried about. Like, that's how it was with the Giants, right? The guy they used was an outfielder named Luis Gonzalez, and he's a rookie, and he's a fine player, but you know, he's not a guy that they're going to be overly protective of at this point because he's young and he can handle it. So normally, you'll see, like, it used to be. Those used to be Jose Oquendo games back in the day. Those used to be Aaron Miles. When Aaron Miles was a Cardinal, he would always be that guy, the position player that pitched when things got out of hand. So, you know, yeah, that's common in this type of game. So, you know, it was, what, 15-2 by the time Albert got in there. That's not, you know, and actually it was that by the time Gonzalez got in there too. So that's pretty normal now, but it's actually gotten more common lately. I mean, it used to be rare, and now it's, I don't know, it feels like it's almost once or twice a week.
So is the other team insulted by that at all, or do they think it's fun too?
No, that's basically what Dave was describing. Like, that's when it's like a bunch of dudes having beer playing softball. Like, the game's over, both teams know it. And as soon as you see that come out, then you start to see a lot of the laughs. You'll see guys joking around. Was it a couple of years? I want to say, I can't remember exactly when it was, but we had a situation like that where a position player was in and he threw like a 50-mile-an-hour pitch and it hit the batter. And the batter falls to the ground like he's hurt, and they start to play around a little bit. So that's when everybody agrees, okay, competitive part is over, let's just have fun.
So, Kev, if you know, and if not, just, you know, best guess, do you think Albert went to Marmol and said, hey, dude, let me pitch?
I'd have to say yes. I mean, at some point, whether it was last night or in spring training or joking around or something along those lines, it had to be like a bucket list thing, right? Like, I'm one of the greatest hitters of all time, but the one thing I haven't done in a big league game, I've not thrown a pitch. It has to be a bucket list thing.
So his ERA, so he has an official ERA now, right?
Yeah, yeah, his career ERA is now 36.
That, I love that so much.
Great bar trivia, Sunday,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah. 681 home runs, however many RBIs, and an ERA of 36.
Well, and speaking of the bar trivia thing, like, this was actually put out by the team last night. So Albert Pujols joined one other person in the history of baseball with 600 or more home runs and appearance on the mound.
It's great.
And it's Babe Ruth.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
And, like, Babe Ruth was actually a pitcher. Like, he was a real pitcher. That's how he started as a big leaguer. And then they're like, wait a minute, this guy can hit the ball really far. Let's try this offensive thing and see how it works. But he was like an all-star pitcher before that. So it's a little different circumstance, but it's still, when you can have a trivia question where you and Babe Ruth are the only answers, that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. That's super cool. All right, dude, you go do whatever you're going to do. Are you doing sports tonight and pregame and all that stuff?
Nope. Joe Potts got it covered tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to take a nap and mow the lawn.
Nice. All right, buddy. Thank you.
See you guys.
Appreciate it. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 219. So the Edward R. Murrow Awards are out, and KMOX won a bunch of regional ones that now go on to the national competitions. And Michael Calhoun is here. We're just talking about Albert Pujols is the only player besides Babe Ruth who has as many home runs as he does, and he pitched. Likewise, Michael Calhoun is the only person I know of that has multiple Murrow Awards and is the reigning champion of the Murrow One game. So...
Those go hand in hand,
you
too.
You and Kina, right? She probably has a few in her back pocket, too. So.
Maria Kina, she is an award-winning journalist here in the KMOX newsroom. This is the big day every year when we wait for these regional Murrow Awards to come out. Looking at Midwest radio stations, large market radio stations, KMOX won 6.
Nice.
Which is more than anybody else in St. Louis.
Yay.
First up on the list... You were just talking about this. You're familiar with this. This was one of your first Welcome to KMOX moments, Dave.
Day two.
Was the death of St. Louis Blues legend Bobby Plager. The newsroom confirmed the news, and then KMOX became the community hearth, as you discovered, and stories about the local icon from journalists and former players took over from the afternoon through Sports Open Line and At Your Service, top of the hour newscasts, Total Information AM the next morning. KMOX wins for breaking news for the death of Bobby Plager, and also for continuing coverage. Now, this is taking a look at a story or a topic, and how did you cover it over a year or 6 months? You know, did you do 30 different reports on different angles on this? And we won for St. Louis is grooming unicorns. In other words, the tech startups in St. Louis that go from nothing to worth $1 billion. And our coverage of two of the homegrown tech startups achieving that last year, along with all the other tech news in St. Louis, won for continuing coverage. And then our Megan Lynch won for innovation. Now, these are organizational awards, but we were just talking off the air about how you can kind of, you know, this was really Megan's a big project over the course of the year, the Media Literacy Project and her What the Media podcast. And in this day and age of social media, what can you believe? What don't you believe? How do you evaluate media messages? That podcast and the Media Literacy Project won for innovation. Then for news series, which is kind of an investigative report. If you listen to Total Information AM, like a 3 or 4 minute piece, you think about maybe a TV investigative report similar to that. And our series, When Will It End? Which everyone from Megan to Sean Michael Lyle to Maria Kina to Carol Daniel participated in. We won for Best Newscast for Total Information AM for a day in March, the 6 a.m. hour, the morning after we co-hosted the debate for mayor in the city of St. Louis. And then KMOX News wins for overall excellence, which is tying it all together. How's your news coverage for St. Louis?
It sounds made up. You know, this overall hip coolness.
Just pretty good.
We won that.
Just to go back, the tech startup was one that you mainly worked on, correct?
Yeah.
Because that's your big...
Yeah, everything from those two startups that went to billion-dollar valuation, New York Stock Exchange. KMOX had the first exclusive interviews with the founders as they were ringing the bell. All the way to, you think about Square with their huge office in St. Louis up the street, Schnucks putting robots into their stores. KMOX's coverage of the tech revitalization of this Rust Belt town. One for continuing coverage.
Congrats.
So we have these regional Murrow Awards that now will go to the national competition.
Yes.
And you have a bunch. This is my first involvement, so this is going to sound stupid. Who do we bribe or kill to make sure we win the national award? Like that has to be possible.
We won last year. Oh. We've got the big plaque out there from Best Newscast in America. People probably heard that every freaking hour on the news opens.
Right.
So we're just waiting for summer to find out what they say.
Super cool. So I've been here over a year now, and I still don't know, I was going to say exactly, I don't even know even a little bit how you guys do what you do out there. I watch you do it all the time. But for example, today's almost over. You come in tomorrow. Like, what are you looking at? Do you already have a pretty good idea what you're going to be chasing down? How often do things just pop up? Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, we meet in the morning, and then, you know, Kevin and Brian Kelly and Maria either head out or they sit down at their desk and start making phone calls. And the KMOX mission is to try to move stories forward or to break an angle that you haven't heard necessarily before. We love it when we see the TV stations or the newspapers chasing us. And then people can consume what the newsroom does on Total Information. Information AM at the top and bottom of every hour on KMOX.com. When Dave Glover is like, that's a cool story, we should bring Kevin in to talk about that. So we've got lots of different venues to get the information out. But what we're doing out in the newsroom or out in the field, you may look out there and say the chairs are all empty. That's because the reporters are out going to the scene of breaking news or trying to dig something up, going to the courthouse, going to the, you know, St. Charles Government Center. And so it's work intensive, but that's why people come to KMOX, because those folks in the newsroom are just so experienced. They know who to call. They know, you know, what's right, what's not. And then we get these awards.
It's got to be cool that when you guys call and you're like, hey, this is Michael Calhoun from KMOX. That's got to scare people. I mean, like, you're not always threatening them or doing an expose, but it's not like, hey, this is Larry. I mean, like, when you guys call, it's like, oh, holy crap, this is KMOX.
And we're most of the time we're looking for information. We want to confirm something. We've got this piece of information. You're the expert. Can you tell us if we're on the right trail or not? You know, sometimes convincing people to do an interview
can be a little. Are there really slow news days where you guys are just like, I got nothing, I don't know what to do?
Yeah, well, those are the days when we really try to shine with coming up with stuff, digging up stuff, finding the story that hasn't been told yet.
What does anything jump to your mind when the last few years, you personally, when you think about this was pretty cool? Like, this story, I really busted this one open. I really followed a hunch and it really paid off.
You know, I love the tech startup stuff, because over the years we've become so accustomed to, all right, this headquarters has moved and this company is downsizing and, you know, we're not identified with this industry anymore. And people can get awful down on St. Louis. And sometimes it's easy too when you look at the headlines. And so that's part of the digging and the, you know, we got these exclusive with these startup founders because of our coverage over the years of the tech community in St. Louis. And so they say, you know what you're talking about. KMOX listeners are interested in this kind of stuff. So we'll talk to you first. And, you know, I've heard from listeners about how those kinds of stories, maybe their kid has gone off to college out of town somewhere and they're like, I'm never coming back. And they hear these stories on KMOX about how we're becoming a financial tech hub or what have you. Yeah. And they go, well, you know, kiddo, maybe you will be back.
Does it make you insane to the point of violence when you hear people go like, why do we need newsrooms anymore? I have my phone and Twitter.
How do you know? Even when it comes to the weather, how many times have you opened up the app and been like, I'm not in that city, or it's snowing. It's not 80 degrees outside. That's why we have Dave Murray and Dean DeVore, our human meteorologists, or Roger Brand doing traffic. And it's why we're out in the newsroom trying to confirm the information that we see on social media, because when we crack the mic and do a KMOX newscast, people take it as, you've checked this. I know this is true. I can act on this information.
Yeah. Only 1 minute to answer this, but when people like me will go off on a rant and say, journalism is dead, and I don't even know why people go to journalism school anymore because it's just all a bunch of people in their pajamas. Do you feel that way as well when you look out over the, just like the landscape of news, and we're sort of a bastion of what's left?
Spend too much time on Twitter. Especially if you feel that way, I would say step away from social media for just a little bit and step away from some of these national outlets, especially the online-only outlets, and look to a local source like KMOX, look to the Post-Dispatch. I always say that if people feel overwhelmed or they don't like what they see on cable news, just disconnect, watch the 5:30, 20 minutes, you get up to date on everything that's happening, and then you can move on with your life. I think so much with the media these days is we want to get outrage, we want to get clicks, I've got to get my social following up. And what I love about working at KMOX is it's just about the news.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Really fun. 234-DGS. Have a couple shout outs here. Let me lead up to the shout out. Let me just tell you how weird my day was yesterday. So went to the Cardinals game, stayed the whole time, saw Albert Pujols pitch, came home, went outside, watched the lunar eclipse, which was crazy, was texting all these guys in a big group text that we have, and then came in this morning, and Fast Eddie brought me Salisbury steak from Johnson's Corner in Alton. It's been, and found out we won a Murrow Award. It has been a weird ass 24 hours. So thank you so very much to Fast Eddie for bringing that over. Why did this?
We've been talking about the Salisbury steak from Johnson's Corner because I keep telling you guys, like, the only thing I miss from Alton is my pool and Salisbury steak from Johnson's Corner, and it's only the Monday special.
Don't take that the wrong way, Alton.
No, please don't. I miss Schwagels, too. But anyway.
I miss three things.
So I keep talking about it, and it's the lunch special only on Mondays. So finally, you know, Jimmy wanted us to have it. So thank you, Jimmy, for giving it to us. We appreciate it. How was it? Did I make too much of it?
No. Was I building it up?
Okay.
That was good.
I know. I just love it so much because it comes with mashed potatoes and green beans. Okay, it's like Sunday dinner.
The obvious joke. I've never seen a piece of meat like that. Like, Salisbury steak. Okay, my mom and dad used to buy half a cow from this butcher in Edwardsville. And, you know, the first couple of weeks, you're living, man. You're having T-bones and all this stuff. And by the very end, you just had the Salisbury steaks in the bottom. And they were awful. And so when you were like, hey, we're bringing Salisbury steak, I'm like, yay! This thing was like a filet mignon made of meatloaf.
Yeah, it was
in the
so
best
good.
Possible
this is
way.
Awesome. Yep. And those are my favorite way to have green beans, by the way. Was with a little bit of bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the mashed potatoes
were good.
It was good
to see Ed,
too. Yeah.
So, very nice. What else?
What else?
Oh, you know how I spent my whole day Saturday?
Mm.
Fixing her water bottle.
Oh, my cup.
Sun up to sundown.
Rachel gave me this awesome Starbucks water cup.
Tumbler.
Tumbler. And everyone compliments me on it. And then I feel bad. I'm like, Rachel gave it to me. Like, I didn't get it. And I dropped it the other day. So, like, the insular part of the cup came out. The sleeve came out of the outside. And Dave is the hero and fixed it.
I gotta tell you something. The people who, like, land Martian landers and things like that could not have felt the sort of pride I did because I have zero skills, none. I can't do anything. And I just used Gorilla Glue and then I like put a bunch of pressure on it and it stuck.
It looks perfect.
It does.
It looks very Dave. But I really was like, I was like the moment of truth. I'm like, okay.
So what'd you do? Did you squirt it in there and just hold it or what? That sounded weird.
Amen.
Where's the bell?
Did
he
ever? Here's another Murrow Award, everyone, right here.
Did he ever?
Jeez. My mom listens to this show.
She laughed first, and then that made me say it.
Say it, squirt it in there and hold it? What'd you do? Yeah, so I just put the Gorilla Glue on it, and you got to weight it down. So I just took my pants off and sat on it.
Sure. Pressure, they call it. Applying pressure.
Yeah, it took about an hour. I got up and stuck to my butt. Called Nick. He pulled it off.
Bon, oh, my goodness.
Bon appetit.
I think I'll give this
There
back.
Is visible glue on the cup.
Hey!
It's pretty awesome.
Hey!
I'm 5 feet away right now. I can see it. I love it. Dave's like, you know, I can glue that for you. I can fix it up real nice.
Dave's like, I glued that lid on for you, Trish, just like you wanted. That lid ain't never coming off.
I was so proud.
It looks good.
I am thrilled. I was very upset. I am so happy that I have this back.
I was like,
thank you.
I was like one of those elves. Remember the cobbler story? Did you guys have that?
Oh, yeah. Mm. The elves and the shoemaker.
Yes, yes. That's what I felt like. I took it home. It was riding in my seat next to me. I took it home, and I was working on it.
You crafted it. Light on his forehead.
Like the old guy in Toy Story. I got a big jeweler's loop.
You could do anything now. You could. Who knows what you can fix from here?
Glue it.
Squirt it in there. Hold it.
Just hold it.
Oh, brother.
Man. I need a ruling. So remember when Nick and I went to see The Northman last week, and we were just laughing about it. So we were. In I guess all theaters now have like the leather seats that go up, they recline.
Yeah.
And ours didn't recline. And so we're all salty about it. Then I thought, what I was saying to Nick, like, isn't it crazy? Because 20 years ago, if you would have said, here, you can sit in this leather chair, it would have been the best thing ever. But now we're like, mine doesn't go up. My feet don't go up. So then there is an empty chair and then a guy. We're in the very back in the corner. And I didn't realize it at the time, but Nick said that the first thing the guy did was take his shoes off.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Don't
okay,
do that.
So that's the ruling?
Yeah, like, be discreet if you're going to do that.
Well, are they, like, did he, like, untie his shoes and take them off, or were they, like, flip-flops and he slipped his feet out?
Don't know.
Because that's completely
Nick
different.
Nick said, like, the second
it actually is.
He put the recliner thing up, which we didn't have, then he's like, I saw the shoes fall down, and he was barefoot the whole time.
Did he loudly announce these little piggies are going to market? Because that's a different story.
I think it's like if you take your feet out of your flip-flops and you hold them on top of your flip-flops, that's even more respectful than just having your bare feet up and out in public.
I have not been to a reclining seat movie theater. Can you get blankets?
I think you can bring one.
Yeah, you can bring them.
I always do.
You pretty much have to because it's
I wouldn't.
It's
want
just weird
theirs.
Otherwise.
That's a good point.
You're just like laying there.
What do you mean? You have to be covered up?
Yeah, it's just a lot more comfortable. They're usually pretty chilly in there, and it's like, you know, and it's just there's something nice about laying on the big chair with the blankie.
And you're explaining your how pillow. Blankets works.
You know, so it'll trap your, like, natural heat underneath the insulation, you know, like a blanket.
So we have a room full of recliners and blankets, and no one seems to know how these things work. Can you find me an expert?
People keep wearing them on their head like a towel. We don't. We can't get it to work.
Oh, man. It's just going to be a dumb
day. What happened the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a dumb day. Also, this is so weird. Phoebe has been within 5 minutes of a shooting site three times now. Once at the Galleria, another time somewhere else. I forget where that one was.
At the outlet mall?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that.
Literally within minutes of it happening. And then last night, we all went to the ball game and called an Uber. And they said, you have to meet me at Market and 8th Street. So walked over there, met him. It was about 9:15. And evidently at like 9:20, one block over, there was this shooting that our colleague Dirk captured. He was down there. We have the sound of that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's play that. So we're within a block and 5 minutes of this.
The video's on KMLX.com too. In case anyone wants to watch.
All right, so I'm pretty sure y'all heard that on the live feed. That was about 4 or 5 shots fired right around the corner. All right, so they got their guns out.
So if you watch the video, you'll be impressed. Dirk doesn't flinch. Mm-mm. I mean, his camera doesn't move. And he's within 50 feet of whoever's firing these shots.
Wow.
So think about that. You know, that was, forget about the fact that my family's within a block of this. That's just more Glover trivia. But on the night of a Cardinals baseball game, 3 blocks from the stadium-ish, at 9:15, you have that happening.
Man, hearing someone screaming, help me, was pretty disturbing.
It's just seeing the police come out with their guns drawn and people fleeing, if I was in the middle of that, I would never come back here.
Right after that, right after where we ended it there, the cops come storming past him. They've got their guns out and they start screaming, everybody get in cover, get to cover now.
I think Rach was afraid there would be cursing.
Oh, there wasn't. But it was like, and there's sirens in the background and there's all kinds of, and it's just like, it felt like a war zone. It sounded like a war. If you had played that and said, this is like footage from, you know, 2004 and the war in Iraq or something. That's what you would.
Sad, too, is that it's a story. It's on KMWX.com. We're playing it for you here. But in 2020, if this were like 20 years ago, this would have been everything.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been, you know, like press conferences and the mayor and the police chief. And this is just like, yeah, that sucked. We almost got shot again.
Another night.
Just crazy. Just nuts. 2:50 on the dot. DGS and KMOX. Happy Monday. doesn't get much better weather-wise out there. Just gorgeous. Kevin Killeen is in from the newsroom. What you got for us today, Kev?
Well, we were talking about the issue of the trash recycling in the city. Does anybody live in the city of St. Louis here?
I do.
And it's really important to Rach. Like, you talked about this way back when you found out,
yeah,
right?
When I found out that it just has been all going to the same place. I'm sure Kevin's about to tell us, but it's kind of a bummer when you think you're recycling and then it turns out it's actually ending up with the rest of your trash.
Yeah, it's all garbage now, as Oscar Madison said when he threw Felix's linguine. It's garbage now. They put it out in the bin that says recycling, but because of a driver shortage for about a year now, Trish, they have not been picking up and separating the recycling. But now there's a new twist, and that is just the economics of recycling is changing. Debbie Monterey tipped us to this story. She had a national story a while ago that only a small percentage of the plastic, those milk jugs and all the plastic things we throw away, is usable. The market, there's just no demand for it. China stopped buying a lot of recyclings. The aluminum beer can is still the gold standard. Everybody wants the beer can. So that's good. But anyway, Alderman Joe Vaccaro, who's on the Streets and Refuse Committee, talked to us. He says it's time to ask the question.
Are we really saving the environment by actually doing the recycling?
And so he wants to know, is the recycling program sustainable? I mean, the whole economics of it, you pick it up, you're saving the earth, but is this really working out?
The trucks only get about 4 miles to a gallon. They put out a lot of carbon, so you're getting pollution, air pollution. About a third of what is recycled, it's actually put in the recycling bin, is actually usable.
And how much money it's losing, that's the big question, because it costs $1,000 for a run. And how much money do you get out of that
$1,000 to take...
To send out the trucks into the alleys every day and pick up the recycling. And then how much of that do you get back? So, you know, residents, they feel virtuous about it. They feel good about themselves. But, you know, what's the cost of virtue?
That's really interesting. I've never heard anyone make an argument against recycling.
Well, in the same breath, Vaccaro says, hey, I recycle myself. I tear up my cardboard. But he asks himself, I wonder if I'm kidding myself. Are we just going through, you know, just the motions here of something that's really not having any impact, as he put it this way?
Are we really helping the environment when we're driving around in trash trucks that get 4 miles to a gallon that put out probably more pollution than the recycling is saving on pollution?
So that's the question, and it's up to the mayor's office. This was a big policy commitment of the mayor, Tashara Jones. And we're waiting to hear back from their office to see what they're going to do with this, whether they're going to push forward with it. They had hoped to bring back recycling this month, but Vaccaro says, well, let's put the brakes on the trash truck. Let's have a hearing and see the real cost versus the benefits of this program.
Man, it's useful information to have. And thank you for being on this, Kevin, because the three R's are reduce, reuse, recycle. But we usually just focus on the recycle part because you can buy like your case of LaCroix and feel like, oh, it's fine. I put all of those in the recycle bin. But now knowing it's just going in the trash, maybe it's time to start focus. I mean, if you really want to help the environment and make a difference, maybe it's time to shift focus onto reducing the amount of trash you're using and reusing things as opposed to just throwing it in the bin.
Yeah. I mean, if it's costing more and with the trucks running and they're really not doing much with it anyway, and like you said, they can't use the entire thing. It's just more and more sounding like it's something we're doing and we're not thinking about what happens after. It's just making us feel good at that moment.
You guys ever been to a dump?
No.
No.
I was doing live endorsements for a place 10 years or so ago over in North County, and they took me down to the bottom in one of those enormous dump trucks. It's insane. The whole process is just crazy. And when you're in this cavernous, like, inverse glacier, and you're just surrounded by like dirty diapers and Pringles cans, and it just brings, like, that was someone's Pringle can, like that was someone's diaper. Now here I am at the bottom of this pit. It's just so crazy, and the trucks just never stop. Just, I don't know. It's one of those things that you know, I put it in my trash can in my kitchen, then I put it in the trash thing in my driveway. Mm-hmm. And then I put it out, and someone picks it up, and I forget about it.
Yeah. You threw it away.
Yeah.
It's not your problem anymore.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know, but there is mathematics to be done, you know, like the whole carbon offset and like the people like always take crap, Leonardo DiCaprio, when he'll take a private jet somewhere to talk about.
Yeah, and he buys like the carbon offsets, whatever that means.
Yeah, and those are valid criticisms, I think. I mean, I think there's, you know, if it's not actually, if we're doing a bunch of extra and it's not actually doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this reminds me of another one real quickly. They had a big fancy ribbon cutting for the electric buses at Bi-State, and everybody was saying, you know, we are the world and all that. And then there was silence when I said, well, how much coal do we have to burn, or what's the carbon footprint of charging up these buses? I said, well, we'll get back with you. I don't know. Maybe it balances out. But there's always a question. Is it really just to make us feel good, or is it making the earth feel good?
Well, I hope that DiCaprio thing doesn't make it back to him. That's
he's listening right now.
He's extremely sensitive.
He's like, this guy got a murder?
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!